Pentagon reports on Koran abuse. The Pentagon has provided details of the alleged desecration of Islam's holy book, the Koran, at Guantanamo Bay detention camp in Cuba. Brigadier General Jay Hood described 5 incidents of mishandling of the Koran, including instances of it being kicked and splashed with human urine. On one occasion, a guard apparently left his post and urinated near an air vent, and the wind blew his urine through the vent and into a cell block, splashing a detainee and his Koran. Reports of a Koran being flushed in a toilet, as published by Newsweek magazine, were found to be untrue. Newsweek later retracted the story and admitted they were unsure of the integrity of their source. This was not before the article had sparked outrage around the Muslim world and 16 people died in protests. Muslims burned US flags and vowed revenge. As recently as June 1st, the Pakistan Senate called for an international inquiry into the incident. Brigadier Hood said the mishandling cases happened in 2003. He explained that as detainees and their Korans are moved thousands of times every week, accidents can occur. He stated, "Mishandling a Koran at Guantanamo Bay is a rare occurrence. Mishandling of a Koran here is never condoned." Camp guidelines regarding the handling of the Koran are very strict. Only Muslim clergymen, interpreters, or the prisoners themselves can touch the holy book.